Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuk, Nine Rounds Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katuk, Team Katuk Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Rounds 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Rounds Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9rounds.com. That's the number 9round.com. Folks, I hope you're having a great day. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to knock out, yes, pun intended, we're going to knock out, this is 9 Round, baby, we're going to knock out food cravings. We're going to knock out sugar cravings. One of the main things I hear from individuals around the world, I've been fortunate to have had the opportunity to coach thousands and thousands of individuals around the world on health and fitness, nutrition, sports-specific training, and so many individuals are looking to get healthier, get more fit, lose body weight, body fat, lose body weight, get leaner, get healthier, right? And so one of the biggest things I'll hear from people that come my way say, man, Rick, here's where I'm at. You know, I'm really trying to be good with my nutrition. I'm trying to eat healthy. I'll start out the day eating such and such, and I think I'm doing good. And day's end, oh, my gosh, I just can't hang in there anymore. My food cravings get the best of me, and I give in every time. So they question, why are these happening? Why are these food cravings so intense? And individuals will start to beat themselves up because they think it's a lack of willpower on their end. And sure, there may be a component of willpower there, but I'm here to tell you this. There's a physiological component to these food cravings. So let me ask you this. When you have those food cravings and sugar cravings, are you craving really good for you foods like a, you know, baked sweet potato or baked potato with, a chicken breast and vegetables? No, right? Not even close. People always laugh when I give a presentation and present that to them. They're like, oh my gosh, no way, that's not what I'm craving. Of course it's not. That's why these are food cravings and sugar cravings. We're not craving the good for us foods. We're craving the not so good for us foods, right? The sugars and the chocolates and, you know, all those simple sugars and the pizza and all those foods we like that taste good, but aren't the best for us when it comes to wanting to achieve a healthier, more fit life, a better, leaner, lighter body composition, right? So let's start with this. Let's first look at a hormone, a neurotransmitter called serotonin. You've probably heard of it before. It's given a number of different kind of more layman type terms. The feel-good hormone is one that's been pretty popular. Well, what is serotonin? Well, like I said, it's a hormone and a neurotransmitter. And serotonin affects two main things, sleep and appetite. Sleep and appetite. Well, actually, sleep and nutrition are what are going to affect serotonin. Serotonin is going to affect mood and it's going to affect appetite. Okay? So let's start with sleep. You might say, well, Rick, I'm having food cravings. Why don't we talk about nutrition? Why are we talking about sleep? Aha, you got it. Because sleep, the proper amount, that is, quality and quantity, need to be number 1, 2, and 3 on our list if we want our goals to become a reality, if we want to achieve meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime. Why is sleep so important? Thank you for asking. Here's why sleep is so important. Sleep affects serotonin. When we get the proper amount of sleep each night, serotonin levels remain stable. But when we do not get the proper amount of sleep each night, what happens? Well, serotonin levels can tend to drop. Well, guess what, folks? Guess what? The body does not want, nor does it like, serotonin levels being low. It wants serotonin levels to be high, to be up. Why? Because serotonin is the feel-good hormone. It makes us feel better. It affects mood and affects appetite. One more time, serotonin affects mood and it affects appetite. So when serotonin levels are low, check this out. Your body, that body that you're living in, is the smartest thing going. It's going to do what it wants, when it wants. It's going to get what it wants, whenever it wants, because the body's the smartest thing going. You cannot and will not outsmart your own body. It's going to win each and every time. I don't care how much willpower you have, your body's going to win because it's going to get what it wants, when it wants. So when serotonin levels are low, the body says, no, no, no. I don't want my serotonin levels low. I want and need my serotonin levels up. That's your body talking. Well, the body also knows the type of food that's going to get serotonin levels back up. And what type of food is that? Well, it's not your baked potato and your quinoa and your grilled chicken breast and steamed vegetables. No, it's the simple sugars, the not so good for you foods. The body says, man, that's what I need. That's going to get my serotonin levels right back up. Do you see now how sleep has such a big effect on serotonin levels and food cravings? There we go. Poor sleep, quality and or quantity, drop serotonin levels. The body says, no, 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 I need my serotonin levels back up. The body forces those food cravings on you, and you are going to give in each and every time because the body is going to win. But here's this vicious cycle, right? So you quote-unquote give in. You give into those food cravings, you have a binge eating, overeating session of at night, and it's not a good one, is it? Oh my, not a good one at all. And you are so torqued off at yourself, you wake up the next morning and you kick yourself in the rear and go, doggone it, why did I give in last night? And here's most likely what happens. You are going to try to make up that next morning, that next day, for that train wreck of nutrition binge eating session you had the night before. So what does the individual do to punish themselves, to try to make up for that overeating binge session the night before? Well, they either consciously or subconsciously reduce the amount of food. They may even skip the first one, two, or even three meals of the day for the first few hours, thinking that, oh man, I overate last night, so how do I buffer that? Well, I'm just going to eat less or not eat at all upon awakening the next morning. And, you know, they might get through, let's say, middle of the day. But guess what happens once again? What did I say the two things were that serotonin affects? Mood and appetite. Once again, you wake up the next morning trying to punish yourself to make up for that binge eating session. The body's not happy that it's not being fed. So guess what dropped? Serotonin levels dropped. You think you're being good. You think you're buffering that binge eating session right before, but you are doing nothing but sabotaging your own results. And so when you wake up that next day, think that you're going to buffer what happened the night before. Serotonin levels drop again. And the body says, not living this way. No way. I need my serotonin levels back up. So just when you think you're doing a good job, just when you think you're going to zero out and negate that mess of a train wreck binge eating session the night before, oh my gosh, come that late afternoon, early evening, guess what? You're in the same position you were 24 hours earlier, and you hit another binge eating session because those food cravings, man, you are ravenous. You are ready to chew off your left arm. You're so doggone hungry, right? Do you see what's going on here? A vicious, vicious cycle here. So I just went through two major components, sleep and nutrition. Those are the two biggest things that affect serotonin. Poor sleep drops serotonin levels. Improper nutrition drops serotonin levels. Both of those leading to increased food cravings. How about that? Now, you heard me say improper nutrition. I didn't say train wreck nutrition, no doubt about it. That goes without saying. I don't even need to get into that. Train wreck nutrition, oh, heck yeah, that's going to drop serotonin. That's going to be a mess. You're going to be up and down with serotonin, and that's going to be food cravings all the time. I just simply said improper nutrition. So check this out. Even one individual eating healthy Eating healthy is not right. We've talked about this in other podcasts before. Eating healthy isn't the key to success. Eating right is the key to success. So somebody may be eating healthy, thinking they're doing a good job. But if their eating frequency, if their nutrient timing, if their carbohydrate, protein, fat balance in every meal and snack is off, guess what? Sure, they're eating healthy, but they're not eating right. So check out what happens. It's improper nutrition. What's going to drop? Serotonin. When serotonin drops, what's going to increase? Food cravings. You got it. You see where I'm going with this? So how do we stop serotonin levels from dropping? How do we keep them stable? Because that's the key to significantly reducing, if not completely eliminating, food cravings. Here we go. Number one, sleep. Number two, sleep. Number three, sleep. Number four, refer back to number one, two, and three. Sleep, sleep, sleep. That's going to be the key. And I know you might go, oh, but I'm busy, Rick. But I, look. I get it. We're all busy. Okay, we're all busy. We can't make excuses. No whining. No excuses. We're all gonna play the game the same way. We're all very busy. We all wish there were 30 hours in a day. There's not. There's only 24. So we've got to do our best, and we've got to find ways to get better sleep. Again, if we want our goals to become a reality. So we got to focus on that sleep. If it's 15 more minutes you can get than you got last night, and then 30 more minutes, and then maybe even 45 to an hour more, do whatever it takes. Let's make sure that sleep is a priority, okay? When sleep's a priority, we get much better sleep, therefore more stable serotonin levels, therefore reduce food cravings. Okay, fantastic. The second, we'll kind of lump all this together, nutrition, right? What did we say? What are the two main things that are going to affect serotonin? Sleep and nutrition. Sleep and nutrition. Well, we talked about sleep. Let's make sure that's on track. Now, nutrition. Eat, eat, eat. Eating is going to be your job. That's a fun job. I like that job. I love eating. Yeah. I stay super lean, but guess what? I eat a lot. Okay? It's my job. I love eating. So, when you wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, you've got to fuel the body. I said fuel, not feed. There's a big difference, folks, between feeding the body and fueling the body, okay? Somebody can wake up in the morning and feed the body. Let's say they have just a protein shake, nothing but protein powder in water. Folks, that's a train wreck. You might go, holy cow, you just blew my hair back, Rick. Why is that a train wreck? I thought that was okay. No, it's not okay. Why? Because the macronutrient balance is off. We talked about that in another podcast. So we've got to fuel the body. Just having a straight protein source like a protein shake, that's just feeding the body. That's not fueling the body. So we've got to fuel the body properly. So fuel the body right away when you wake up, and then minimum every 3 hours all throughout the day, continue to fuel the body with the right balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. The goal is at every meal and snack, approximately 40 to 55%, even up to 60-65% for some individuals, but we'll use a range of 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from protein, and 15 to 30% calories from fat. Okay, now, let's put this all together. We get the proper amount of sleep. We're going to keep those serotonin levels at a nice, stable level. We're not going to let them plummet. And then, you eat right away when you get up, and then you fuel that body every 3 hours all throughout the day. Guess what? Those feeding sessions, those fueling sessions, that's your job, okay? By fueling the body properly, you are going to maintain stable serotonin levels, stable blood sugar, stable insulin. All of these things are going to lead to reduced, if not completely eliminated, food cravings. Folks, it's that easy. That's not too bad, right? We just have to sleep a little bit better. We have to eat right away when we get up, eat and fuel the body every 3 hours, and make sure the balance is proper with carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Hey, that's a huge return on the investment of time, right? Because what are we going to eliminate? We're going to eliminate low serotonin. Therefore, we're going to eliminate the spikes in blood sugar, drops in blood sugar, spikes in serotonin, drops in serotonin. We're going to eliminate those overeating, binge eating sessions. Those are what's killing individuals in terms of body composition, right? So let's start to focus on that sleep. Let's focus on the fueling. And I'm telling you, you'll be amazed almost overnight how those food cravings can be diminished, if not eliminated. So folks, thank you so much for listening. For more information on 9-Round and 9-Round Nutrition, visit www.9round.com. Folks, make today a great day.